Karin Simon Tov Mem Tes Din Chamid Shanim Sam Chanus Yisrael VaPaul Amenim Yehudim Obehefech Sif Aleph Chanus Shal Yisrael Malai Shal Yisrael VaPaul Mechnasim LaShamenim Yehudim. If you have a store that's owned by a Jew and the stuff that he's selling is owned by a Jew, the workers that are coming in are not Jewish. Chamid Shanim Shasam Achar Pesach Chaser Bana. If you find chametz there after Pesach, it's Reder Bana because it's assumed that chametz it belongs to the store and doesn't belong to the non-Jewish workers who are coming in and out, because the chametz of the store is always there, and it's tadir, and therefore it's prohibited b'hana. V'chana she'elin Yehudi, u'malai she'elin Yehudi, u'polim echnasim l'sham Yisrael. If the store and the stuff is owned by a non-Jew, the workers are Jewish, then chametz she'elin shasham mutter, afil b'achila, then the chametz that you find there is going to be mutter to eat, because you can't assume, we could assume that the stuff belongs to the non-Jewish owner and not to the Jewish workers who are coming in and out. Kachi Gersus Rashi Rabbeinu Hai, Rabbeinu Chananel Gers V'Hefech Rabbeinu Chananel had the opposite Gersa, and he felt that we always assume that it is the workers, chametz, who are there often, Vein L'Kula, Bein L'Chamra. But the Mishnah Berurah says that when it comes to the Din, we follow the first opinion, like Rashi, that if it goes based off who the store owner is. Mishnah Berurah now says, if you find chametz after Pesach and you don't know whether it belongs to a non-Jew or to a Jew, z'machlokas achronim, some say that it's mutter b'hana, but you cannot eat it, and some are mekel to say that you can even eat it, like every other safek d'rabanan, so we know chametz sh'avar lav Pesach is only d'rabanan, and a safek d'rabanan is l'kula. But if in that place the majority of people are Jews, so then it's going to be asar b'hana, because we could assume that it for sure fell, the chametz belonged to a Jew. All of this is if it's found right after Pesach. But if it's possible to assume that it's food from after Pesach, and it's not chametz shavah Pesach, then it's mutter b'achila, no matter what, because it's more likely to assume that it was something that came after Pesach than that it fell before Pesach, since it's been such a long time that it's been sitting there. It's not likely that it would remain on the ground for so long. It probably fell more recently, so if it's been some time since Pesach, and not immediately after, you could assume that it's from after Pesach, and not actually chametz, and it will be mutter.